We have the perfect example in this country today of white privilege. His name is Donald Trump.
Friday morning, protesters in fatigues and black shirts are gathering in Heming Park. Some are holding signs calling for Corey's resignation because of her affinity for the death penalty and adult sentencing of juveniles. Biko Misabiko is raising a Pan-African flag.
The flag that was designed to unite all Africans and African diaspora. So this is what we are initiated by, and this is what we believe in and uniting on.
Misabiko says he's outraged by recent police killings of unarmed black men. It hit particularly close to home in May when his friend, Vernell Bing Jr., was shot dead after a high-speed chase with police. The FBI is reviewing the case. Nearby, a man wearing a Make America Great Again cap is unfurling three flags of his own, a Donald Trump campaign flag, an American flag, and a blue and black one in support of police. A conflict breaks out when a protester approaches him.
I don't care.
Second point.
Privilege. He has black privilege for sitting up here and being able to speak that racist propaganda. That's his privilege.
Gary Snow says he's a recent Jacksonville transplant from Chicago. He says the protesters should be more focused on shootings, not involving police.
80% of people killed in Chicago are African American. 70% of the homicides go unsolved because the community does not want to cooperate with the police officers.
But FBI statistics show white people are just as likely to kill other white people as black people are to kill other black people. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.